We're just a few days away from the Yontif of Shavuos, and our mindset should be focused on Kabbalah Satorah. We should be focused on ways to strengthen our Limud HaTorah. So it says in this week's Parsha, V'olech Komimius, that Hashem will lead us, V'olech B'lashon Komazakufa, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to lead us upright. And the Gemara Bava Basra Daf Ein Hey and Aleph teaches us from the opinion of Rabbi Meir that these words of Komamius refer that to the height, twice the height, double lashon of Koma of Adam Arishon. The Rabbi Meir Omer Masayim Ama Kishte Koma Shadam. Somehow in the future, Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to have us stand tall, twice the height of Adam Arishon. What is the significance and the meaning of this drasha? What does it mean to be twice as tall as Adam Arishon? Is this medrash meant to be taken literally? Adam Arishon himself was quite tall. We're going to be twice as tall. Everybody's going to be twice as tall as Adam Arishon. So B'nai Sascha writes in his Sefer Agra Dekala that this is a reference to an idea discussed by the Mekubalim. The letter Aleph consists of three separate letters. There's a vav that goes down the middle. There's the yud at the top right, and the yud at the bottom left of the aleph. The yud, a vav, and a yud. And while the yud that appears at the top right of the letter remains upright, straight, the vav is on a slant, and the yud on the bottom left is on a slant. And the Bnei Sascha explains that the tilting of the letters was a direct result of the Chayt of Adam and Chava. Prior to their sin, all three letters stood upright. The Yud, the Vav Yud were upright, almost like a T, I guess. But after the Chayt, these two letters, the letters Vav and Yud, bent over. In the future, however, he writes, these two letters will be reaffixed, reconstructed, and repositioned the way they once were. This is the understanding of the drasha, Komamius, the Shtei Komos Shel Adam. The two fallen letters will stand up. The Shtei Komos. Those two letters will come back like it was in the times of Adam Arisha. But how will this be accomplished? What will it take to straighten these letters? What will it take to straighten the Yud and straighten the Vav? So Bnei Sascha writes further, that a Kabbalah Satorah, in particular with the word Anochi, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu echoed those words throughout the world, the letter Aleph of Anochi, these two letters were fixed. These two letters were rehabilitated. And the Aleph stood up straight. But they quickly recollapsed with the Chayda Ego, marked with the words, Elo, El Elohecha. This is our God, is what Klaisel said, the Aleph Elo. And that Cheda Egel had brought down the Aleph once again. The Anochi fixed it at Kabbalah Satorah, and Elo Elohecha broke it once again. We can learn from here, however, from these fleeting moments whereby the Aleph stood strong just for a moment. It stood strong and proud and erect, that Limud HaTorah, Kabbalah HaTorah, Chizuk in Torah, is the antidote, is the solution to the letter Aleph. The Jikavar has a beautiful idea, furthering the correlation between Limud HaTorah and the letter Aleph. It's going to shed insight, shed light on this concept of fixing the Aleph. For starters, the word Aleph means to learn, as in the word Yalef, which appears many times in the Gemara, Yalef Mikro, we learn from a Pasuk. Aleph means to learn. Learning somehow will fix the Aleph. The Gemara of the Zara Daf Tesam Aleph describes the history of the world. The first 2,000 years, the Shnei Alafim, were years of Tohu, years of chaos. The next 2,000 years were filled with Torah, and the final 2,000 years within which we live right now are the Yemos Mashiach. And the Jikover explains that Shnei Alafim 2000 could also be interpreted as the two Alephs, the Shnei Alafim, two Alephs. He explains that there are two elements of Limud HaTorah. Two elements of being Aleph, being a Yalef. The first element of Limud HaTorah is that a student must begin learning through fear and trepidation, awe and admiration. The Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Mabez, describes that a Talmid Chacham sheyoshev lifnei rabo, vein sif sosav notos mar. The Talmid Chacham sits in the presence of his Rebbe, and his lips are not dripping from bitterness, from fear. Techvena, such a child, such a student, should be burnt, should be punished. You have to have the element of fear, of ema, pachad, of the Torah, of your Rebbe. But in the end, the learning must be done through love and ava, care and affection. That's the second element of the Torah, Torah through love. This yira and this ava, this fear and love, awe and affection. So the Jikover explains that this is alluded to in the words of the Parsha, Sheish shanim tizra sadecha, 6 years you should plant your field, v'sheish shanim tizra kamecha, and 6 years you should prune your vineyard. So the word Sheish shanim is a gematria of elef, 1,000, elef, an aleph. And the words tizra sadecha, planting the field, refers to the pain and the sweat and the tears. As we find in Shir Malos, Hazarim Bedima. Those are the pains, the fears, the amelus of Limud HaTorah. It's learning through fear, learning through pain. But then we have the second Sheish Shanim. The Sheish Shanim, the Elef, the thousand, the Aleph of Tizmor Karmecha. And the Jikver explained that Tizmor is Lashon of Zemiros. The songs, the singing, the happiness, the joy. And these two ideas are captured in Sheish Shanim Tizra Sadecha v'Sheish Shanim Tizmor Kamecha, to balance between the Yira and the Afa. Success in Limud HaTorah is found when striking a balance between Yira and Afa, between fear and love. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, Ivdu es Hashem b'Yira v'Gila b'Rada. We must serve Hashem with fear, but that Gila b'Rada, there must be Gila, there must be Simcha and happiness with that same Rada, that same level of fear and trepidation. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Dalet Amud Beis tells us that Kabbalah Torah, that these two elements were present, the Gila Berada. So that's perhaps the Yud and the Vav of the Aleph that fell. The two elements of the Aleph, of the Lima that fell, that they're broken off, with the Chayda of Adam Arishon, and again with the Chayda Ega. But there will be a time again in the days of Mashiach, Yemos Mashiach, the Beis Aleph Sheyemos Mashiach, the two Alephs, or maybe the two elements of the Alephs, where we will learn with both fear and love, with Gila Berada, and the Aleph will stand fully erect, symbolizing the Alufu Shel Olam, the Aleph of the singular being of the world, the Ribono Shel Olam. And in that day, when that day will come, we will all call out, we will all scream, we will all sing, V'haya b'yom ahu, Yehashem Echad, U'shmo Echad.